The wild here doesn't whisper, it roars. Glaciers crack like thunder. Waterfalls carve paths through time. And in the middle of it all, she waits. Motor Yacht Unbridled. A sanctuary of warmth and refinement in the heart of Alaska's untamed frontier. Bears wander the shoreline. Whales breach on the horizon. Seals nap on drifting ice while you sip champagne on the aft deck. This isn't a cruise. It's a calling, and only the bold will answer. Now booking your next unforgettable charter. YachtUnbridled.com or through your preferred charter broker.
Top of the morning, folks. It's Captain Liam here, Motor Yacht Unbridled. I'm just coming out the straits here in Alaska, but I've got a beautiful opportunity to speak to Omar from the Brilliant Blue Challenge 2025. Introduce yourself, Omar. Tell me about it.
Thank you, Captain Liam, for the opportunity. I'm the director of the Brilliant Blue Challenge, which is a global ocean innovation competition for high school students primarily. That serves as an early talent pipeline to the blue economy. So it's not just an awareness program, it's a workforce development program.
Fantastic. That's exciting. Well, I actually have two children, and I've got a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, and they're going to high school in Montreal in Canada at the moment. And I see you, part of the challenge is actually in Canada. Is it each nation kind of against, and then they go to a final? How does it work? Tell me about it.
Yeah, so we started the program 3 years ago. We're based in Canada, but the program is now global, and we're with expected participation from around 40 countries. So students from all over the world form a team of 2 to 5 students and one adult advisor, and then they participate in one of 3 categories. We have marine renewable energy, marine autonomous systems, and healthy marine life. So students will choose one category, tackle the problem statement, come up with a solution, a prototype, and a business plan. We connect them with subject matter experts as mentors to help guide them as they develop their solutions. If they come up with really good solutions, we don't want to put them on the shelf. We want to connect them with incubators to take their solution to the real world. If they don't reach this level, that's totally fine. They learn a lot, and we want to offer them other pathways. Academic through scholarships and industry through internships. So when they come together, they pitch their solution on a global stage and in front of judges' committees and get awarded accordingly.
Wow, sounds adventurous. And what about yourself? Whereabouts are you from, Omar? Because Omar is actually my brother's name as well. So when I saw your name come across, I'm a bit of a connection.
Very cool. I'm originally from Egypt. I used to live in the Middle East. In Lebanon in particular for around a decade, and then I immigrated to Canada 5 years ago. Since then, I've been primarily focused on or wearing multiple hats, especially in 3 spaces. So I'm a big part of my work and a big part of my heart is supporting youth and empowering youth, especially around high school when they start making career choices or even younger. Second hat is in workforce development. I work as a consultant in workforce development. And thirdly is supporting nonprofits becoming self-sustainable through social enterprise business models. So I've been primarily focusing on those 3 areas since I immigrated to Canada. And my background is in computer science. I worked in technology education for youth for more than 15 years now. I realized when I moved to Canada and I was exploring opportunities, especially on the East Coast of Canada, I realized there is a huge industry called the blue economy. Most of it is on the East Coast, relatively small region, very interconnected ecosystem, and very little engagement with youth. So it's a perfect recipe for my previous life. So I didn't want to invent the wheel. I joined forces with the largest STEM education provider on the East Coast, Brilliant Labs, and the rest is history.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, big story. A lot to unpack there. But the Brilliant Blue, you kind of mentioned the East Coast. Is that Nova Scotia or Halifax? Or
yeah, so Brilliant Labs headquarters is in New Brunswick, but we do have offices in all 4 Atlantic Canadian provinces. So we have offices in Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island and in Newfoundland as well.
And these are scientific labs that now you're reaching out to the youth to try and engage them towards the blue economy.
So Brilliant Labs have been doing a lot of activities during school and extracurricular activities for more than a decade now on the East Coast, but mostly in tech. And yeah. I realized that the blue economy is definitely should be top of mind, especially that I cannot think of a better industry that has a career for almost everyone. And is that impactful from climate change to food security and everything in between? So it was too good of an opportunity to miss.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, it really is. I mean, for me, I've spent 25 years at sea, and we're in the charter industry on motor yacht and bridal, and we kind of travel the world. And when you talk about climate change, we're just in a glacier yesterday, and we see the effects of obviously climate change. And you know, the glaciers are moving back 50 feet a day, and there were certain lines that we passed. So we said, well, 100 years ago, I was here. Now it's here, and where are we in 100 more years? So it's definitely the future. Quick question, out of interest, is there a thing called a green economy?
Yeah. Again, I think there are many colors being tossed out there, and yeah, I've heard it many times as well. In my mind, I think you'd agree with me that the new generation are big on everything environmental and impactful. So I cannot think of a better opportunity that you can combine your skills and your knowledge and also have an impact in the world. So that's why we're excited about that. And that's, we started with the blue economy and especially the ocean focus, but also we're expanding. The blue economy includes fresh water as well, which is where we are having some very good projects as well.
Yeah, well, I found out yesterday the glaciers are 56% of the world's freshwater storage is in glaciers. So you mentioned globally. What other countries are kind of involved? And a lot of students in, I saw America, I saw Europe, I assume saw South Africa, I believe.
Yeah, so also this is the first year that we have nationals that would qualify to global. So we're expecting nationals in Australia, in Japan, in Ghana, South Africa, Tunisia, Peru, Chile as well. So we're trying to not just plant seeds by having teams representing those countries, but also have national competitions that would qualify to global every year.
Oh, and what's your kind of goal with this project? Brilliant Blue, the students go through, they put an application in, hopefully they're successful, they're moving towards, is there like a finals that happen at a certain base? I saw October 17th, 18th, there's a virtual one, or is that in person?
Yeah, so the real deal should be in person, but the point is we acknowledge that not all teams can travel for expenses or visa reasons. This is why we will always have it as a hybrid competition. So this would be our first hybrid this year. It will take place in Nova Scotia, as you mentioned, on the 17th and 18th of October, preceded by nationals around the world. So there will be national competitions, qualify to global, and then they get awarded accordingly. The big picture is, and the real success for us is not how many countries, how many students, is how many scholarships, how many internships, and how many projects were incubated. We're really pushing hard that this is not an awareness program, it's a workforce development program.
Yeah, which is quite big in Canada, actually. My son's 16, and as you mentioned, you know, we're going through a transition of what's the future look like career-wise. And that's kind of what sparked my attention with this. Obviously, I'm a bit passionate and biased about trying to have my family engaged in the blue economy. You know what I mean? So career-wise, what kind of future do you see in scholarships and directions that you kind of would like this to go down the path of?
To be honest, it's not up to me. This is why we wanted to consult industry from the very beginning. So we formed a steering committee from academia, industry, the public sector from the very beginning to help inform what skills and what pathways do we want to create for those students. So we started with those three categories that I mentioned, marine renewable energy, marine autonomous systems, and healthy marine life. And then we'll be expanding. So I've heard in many conversations now that we need more people in shipbuilding and trades. We need more people in shipping and logistics, in data science and AI. So the good and the bad part of it is that we need all the talents we can get in all sectors. So there's a lot of opportunities, but also we need to really push the needle to get as many youth at the table as possible. And this is what we're trying to do.
also engaging the youth is quite a challenge these days. I mean, it's going to be quite interesting as a young person looking at all the options you have. And traditionally, when in my generation, you see university or trade. Now you're kind of seeing all these efforts to kind of, you know, bring children into what their passions are, but how to keep that engagement quicker. Because the 4 years at university can be quite daunting, I'm sure.
That's correct. But the good news is that we know a model that works. It worked for 30 years in robotics and computer science education, which is making competitions as fun as possible and as real life as possible. So this is why we wanted to start with the competition model, so that students worldwide can compete, have some fun while learning and connecting with one another as well. So this is what we're trying to do, a model that has proven success for many years now in the computer science world.
Well, it looks like fun. I've got to admit, like I looked at I registered for it and I looked at the age gap. I'm a little bit out, but you know, maybe my son engages with it. Oh, it's fascinating. And kind of what type of things do you see the students kind of presenting?
Yeah.
You know, if you give me an example, kind of renewable energy, you mentioned blue energy, and then, you know, autonomous systems. Is that like submarines or?
Yeah, all of the above. So I just shared with you in the chat. When you have a chance, maybe we can take a look after as well. So yeah. This is a team, for example, from Halifax, the first year. They worked on a micro aquaculture ecosystem, caught the attention of the world leaders, Cook Aquaculture, who offered them summer internships. The leading university on the East Coast of Canada, Dalhousie University, offered them scholarships. They're taking their solution to an incubator. Those girls had no idea about the blue economy a year ago. Imagine taking them from what is the blue economy to getting scholarships, internships, and incubation. This is what success looks like in our mind, and we want to do it to thousands of students around the world. So, and we have many other examples,
Yeah, well, the goal is to drive awareness. You know, I know you're saying it wasn't an awareness program, but if we can engage the youth in kind of understanding the opportunities that exist out there rather than the traditional methods of kind of education and management and those type of leadership, you know, careers that people kind of aspire to. Now there's really a myriad of options. I mean,
I think to your point, it is definitely a big part of it is awareness, but we want to go beyond awareness. We want to create pathways and create action opportunities for them rather than just being aware and then they go home, right?
Exactly. And you've been doing it for 10 years, it says, the labs of them. The competition's only 3 years, wasn't it?
That's correct. So the program, I joined Brilliant Labs 3 years ago, and this is when we started the program.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, I want to go over it more, but just for the presentation today, how can people get a hold of you? Through social media, how can they get a hold of Brilliant Blue Labs?
Yeah, so they can follow us and reach out through any of the channels, the Brilliant Blue Challenge, but also they can reach out by email, so blue@brilliantlabs.ca, and would love to chat with them. And to your earlier point, even if you're not 18, you can still support as a mentor, as a judge, and also help spread the word out as well.
Well, to be honest, I might even be there. I might bring my son over. It's October 17th. And Halifax is one of my favorite cities on the East Coast, you know. Halifax and St. John, have been to them both many times with different yachts over the years. And I kind of get passionate about these things because obviously I've got children, but anytime you see an opportunity to engage people in the maritime sector or the blue economy, as you put it, I think it's exciting and it should be, you know, people should be giving back to that space. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
So I'm originally from Alexandria, Egypt. So this is the closest I got to the blue economy because I wished I had similar programs back then. I think this is what we're trying to do, is that we introduce the youth to the opportunities and that, you know what, there are opportunities in tech. There are opportunities in marine biology and conservation. There are opportunities in AI. You just need to learn more about the opportunities, right?
Exactly. And help the next generation. You know, I'm in an age now, I think giving back is the most value I can do with get people passionate about it. You know, as I said, we're in an area in Alaska now, which, you know, this is kind of the ends of the earth and where you see different changes that happen here. You see the fisheries and the ecosystems, they're real fragile and they adjust, you know, to kind of weather changes They do, but it's still a fragile ecosystem that people need to research and engage in. So I really appreciate you reaching out to me. I really appreciate your time today. Once again, it's brilliantblue.org. People can get a hold of the website and the Blue Challenge. And October 17th or 18th is in Halifax, Nova Scotia, but it's also virtual as well. And let's try and get the word out there. Thank you very much, Omer, for your time. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Captain Neil.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.